نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, our honorable ustad and sheikh, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, Hafizahullah, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before I start the discussion, let us go through the formalities. First and foremost, we thank Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala that Almighty Allah has blessed us with Iman and Islam, and Almighty Allah has given us such honorable asatiza as Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib Hafizahullah. Make dua for Hazrat's health. You can see Allah Jalla wa Ala grant Hazrat Basarat, Basirat, Afiyat. Likewise, our Ustad, our principal, Hazrat Maulana Shabir Saluji Sahib is ill, hence he could not attend. Make dua for Maulana Shabir Sahib as well. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant him Shifa-e Kamil. And then we have to thank our Mufti Amjad Sahib and his entire team, Brother Ibrahim Asmal, the entire community of Bergwell, always going out of your way. And to you, the Khan family, I don't know you, but today is the happiest day in your life. The two sons, mashallah, of yours, Hafiz Liaqat and Hafiz Tawseef, and to the mother as well, we salute all of you on this momentous historic occasion. And finally, to all of you, our brothers who have come from far and wide for this historic jalsa. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala accept it, make it a means of hidayat, and Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala inspire us. The month of Ramadan is just now, tonight is already the 6th of Rajab, tomorrow the 6th of Rajab. So we know Ramadan Mubarak is so near. Fasting is a duty, and Tilawatul Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. So each one of us use this type of jalsas so that we inspire ourselves and attach ourselves with the noble Quran. Let us start now, my brothers, with the noble Quran. We see that the Quran Sharif was revealed in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara. These are the most sacred places in the world. Who brought the wahi and revelation? Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, the archangel, the greatest of malaika. Upon whom? Upon Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. So we see it came directly from Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala via the agency of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu salam to the Master alayhi salatu salam in the dusty cave of Hira. And the nur, the radiance, the effulgence spreading throughout the whole world up to this day. Now my brothers, these few virtues mentioned in the noble Quran and in the Sunnah Mubarakah. And then we will see what is the Quran Sharif. Number one, today we see, where's our young brothers who completed Hifz? I would like to see them. Come in front of me. It's your special day today. Where's your brother? Why, what you doing at the back? You will be here first. It's more important than your marriage day today. We make dua, you get good wife, inshallah. Huh? Who's who? They are ye dono bhai hai, Isaac, mashallah. Mashallah. Where's your father? Walid sahab bhi tashreef lay. Mashallah. Special day for you. Double jackpot, mashallah. MashaAllah. Ye Walid sahab hai. MashaAllah. Mubarak. See, my brothers, today the Prime Minister, President has to invite me, invite you. We are elated, excited. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in Surah 15 verse 9, what does he say? Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. Indeed we, Almighty Allah, uses the royal pronoun to stamp his authority. We reveal this Quran Sharif, this reminder, piecemeal, gradually. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. And surely we are the ones who protect it, no addition, no omission. Allah's attribute, brothers, sisters in Islam, O esteemed listeners, حَافِظُونَ. Allah Jalla Wala took His attribute, transferred it to our sons, our brothers here. Today His half is liaqat, His half is tawseef. The attribute of Allah is transferred to every person who has memorized the noble Quran. Is that not a great attribute? One of the greatest attributes a person can have, that Almighty Allah's attribute is transferred to him out of the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah states, you have attached yourself to the noble Quran. You spend 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, you the family, you the student, you the teachers. Pull, say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bifadlillahi wa birahmatihi, fabidhalika falyafrah. It is indeed the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. You should be happy today. So happy, huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un. Better than all the material wealth we have accumulated. When a person has the knowledge of Quran Sharif, we have it in our heart out of the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. It is the day of celebration of the preservation of the noble Quran. Today we say, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, his title, Wulida bi Baghdad, Wutufiya bi Baghdad. He was born in Baghdad. He passed away in Baghdad. He's buried there next to the Tigris River. I went to his Mubarak grave. Next to him is Bishr Hafi, rahimahullah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal received the title of Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Think about it. Why? You must remember at that time, when the Abbasid Khalifa, they had chosen another path that was a divergence with the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It's academic discussion. But anyway, they took Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah and they told him, withdraw your verdict that you have issued. Otherwise, we are going to lash you and whoop you. He said, do what you want to. I have given my life for the sake of all my children. In public, when they whooped him the first time, Bismillah. They lashed him the second time, Alhamdulillah. They lashed him the third time, brothers and sisters. What did he say? قُلْ لَيُّسِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Nothing afflicts us except what is decreed and ordained and prescribed by Almighty Allah. To read Manaqib Ahmad bin Hanbal, O ulama, O students, Hafiz ibn Jawzi rahimahullah, Ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, Imam Ahli Sunnah wa Jama'ah, his izar was about to fall. He looked at the heavens and skies. Ya Allah, meri izzat ki lajr. Ya Allah, keep my honor intact. I'm taking all this for your love and your pleasure, Ya Allah. Karamatan for this son of Islam, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, his izar came back in position. Imagine, when they tormented him, everything. They afterwards, they tried and bribed him. He says, no, I did this for the pleasure, for the love of Allah. Then what he told them? You will see tomorrow, baini wa bainakum yawm al-janais. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal passes away. 800,000 people approximately attended his janaza salat. 20,000 people, Jews, Christians, non-Muslims, embrace Islam. Karamatan li hadha al-imam al-jaleel. To show, when you attach yourself to Quran Sharif, you will fear none except Almighty Allah. And we take as a role model Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all walks of life. When you look at our akabir, my honorable Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahib rahimahullah, he passed away a few years ago. 27 days he completed the entire Quran Sharif hifz. Here in South Africa, today we shouldn't have himmat to ask Hazrat this question. I asked him, I was alone. I said, Hazrat, یہ تو میری دماغ سے ابھی تک بالاتر ہے کہ آپ نے جو یہ قرآن پاک کا حفظ 27 دن میں حضرت I still can't fathom and comprehend how you completed the entire Quran Sharif in 27 days, Hazrat. Oh, Ustaz, he tell me. You see, Jawani ka zamana tha. You say that in that area, that Walid, they all were upar niche, they all were worried, concerned. There was no hafiz. So I told them, don't worry, I will perform your tarawih. He says, ke sehri ke lekar iftar tak main khub yaad karta tha. From suhoor right till iftar, and then 20 rakats taraweeh, and subhanallah, 27 nights he completed the Quran Sharif. This is our asatidah. You go further, Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Nawwarallahu al-Qadam. Same thing. So my brothers, understand, we speak of the giants that we are attached to them. So we need to ask ourselves, what khidmat we are making for the noble Quran. All of you, I know you are worried. One, two brothers already came to me and told me, my brother, my father wants to go for Umrah. Inshallah, everything will get sorted out in 2-3 weeks time. Inshallah, inshallah. Everyone who wants to go for Umrah Hajj, you read 2 rakat salah daily. Read Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ Oh beloved Allah, you show us the places of Umrah and Hajj. Ya Allah, you are all forgiving, you are very, very merciful. InshaAllah, through His fazl and grace, Allah Jalla Wala will take us to the Haramain Sharifain. Daily read 2 rakat salat. Allah mahfaz bilad al-haramain al-sharifain min kulli su'in makruh. Ya Allah, protect the haramain sharifain. That is the ultimate aim of the Shia la'anahumullah. They want control over the haramain sharifain. اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين يا الله purify المسجد الاقصى بيت المقدس and the entire Palestine from the apartheid regime of Israel. So that is minimum we supposed to do. We are all worried about the coronavirus. Even the kalas and the aunties and old people know the name coronavirus. So my brothers, why we don't learn the dua? Simple dua. Mentioned in Abu Dawood, mentioned in Sunan Nasa'i's authentic hadith. I will read it once, you read after me. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Oh beloved Allah, I seek your protection from the dreaded diseases. So Almighty Allah, keep us under His afiyah and give us afiyah, give us safety, comfort, everything. Let us go on with the Quran Sharif. What brought Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala in Islam? We all know Sayyidina Umar left his home with a sword. Remember when the person told him, some riwayat they say to Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu an, others say somebody else, go see your sister's house. You know it's a long narrative. But he embraced Islam. There at Dar al-Arqam, lo and behold, the day Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu embraces Islam, to become the 40th person to embrace Islam, is the first time in the history that in unison, in chorus, the Sahaba shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Aslama Umar. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam descended, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not only that the Sahaba are rejoicing, we the Malaika in the heavens are rejoicing, Sayyidina Umar embraces Islam. Imagine, that is Sayyidina Umar. In our continent, Africa, my brothers, me and you, some of us are Hafiz, some of us know few surahs. When did it happen, my brothers, we read Quran Sharif and we cried? Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Habasha, in Africa, he read Surah Maryam. These people knew Arabic, but they were not yet Muslim. And see, Almighty Allah describes it. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمِ That when they heard what was revealed to the Master Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then the tears were rolling down, were flowing. Imagine they and then they said, we bring Iman. This Quran Sharif has that impact. The impact, it goes right into the inner recesses of the heart. If you study politics, It was the time we say Jamal, Abdul Nasir, the Arabs, they say Egyptians, Gamal. It is the time of Gamal, as they say, we say Jamal, Abdul Nasir. He had very good ties with Russia. So he took Shaykh Ali Abdul Basit, Rahimahullah, with him. So there was a time for break, so these Russians asked him, who is this? He said, no, he's like our minister, you know, religious minister. But listen to him reading the Quran. These are Russians, in the height of communism. Remember that they don't even believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Allah, atheists and communists. He read. After 10, 15 minutes, he looked up every one of the Russians crying. It's documented. This is not fairy tale. So he asked them, but what you crying? You don't understand one letter, one word, half of the alphabet. Said, something is happening in our hearts. That we're feeling an impact in the inner recesses of our heart. So brothers, this is Quran Sharif. It was, it is the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 6,236 verses, 114 surahs and chapters, and today our children. Hazrat, ye jo kitab hai, Guinness Book of Records, unke yaha ye sab darj karte hai, kiske paas ye record hai. Hamare Quran Sharif ke bare mein, usme likha hai, ke ek 3 saala ki ladki, Malaysia mein, usne puri Quran Kareem, Quran Sharif ka khatam kar liya, aur sabse jawan, aadmi mardon mein, auraton mein, ladkiyon mein, sab mein, ye ladki ko ye sharaf haasil hai, 3 saal ki ladki. See brothers, in the book, Guinness Book of Records, 3-year-old Malaysian girl, daughter of ours, she by-hearted the entire Quran Sharif. On the radio I say, you know, sometimes we put 1-2 little stories for them. I say we wrote to the Pope, Mr. Pope, when are you going to read the Bible in the original language, from cover to cover, by heart, by memory, in the original language? So the answer came, there's no hope for the Pope. The answer came, there's no hope for the Pope. So when we ask them that you got this Bible, none of them met Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam. You say Mark and Matthew and Luke and John and what. But we don't even know their surname. Who is this Matthew? Who is this Luke? He's majhul, we don't even know, he's unknown. And then they all got their own version. They got so many different versions of the Bible that even the versions are confused and the fuses get blown. So you must understand, but our Quran Sharif, you go to any part of the world, even the Shia, la'anahumullah, they know that they can't change the Quran. They believe, I'll come to that just now, that, but practically when you go to Iran, you will find the same Quran Sharif. Remember that. So my brothers, this is Quran Sharif. Today is our Africa. We have our madaris, we have our ulama. Do we make shukr, my brothers? Go travel the world and see. I give you statistics of last year. 70 ulama, huffaz, left the shores of South Africa, went to South America to perform taraweeh. In some countries, first time ever in their life, they heard the whole Quran Sharif. Last year, Ramadan 2019, I was in Bolivia, Santa Cruz. Our Maulana Munshi sahab, Hazrat wo chorkar Venezuela, Bolivia tashreef laye, wo aur unke sahibzade, pehli martaba Bolivia ki tareekh mein Quran Sharif ki khatam. First time in the history of Bolivia, remember Quran Sharif was read. Imagine Allah has chosen South Africa. And Allah is making us with our 2% population, we are going to so many various countries in the world, and in there our students, our ulama, our imams are reading Quran Sharif. Is not the honor? Now go on the other side. There are 3 communities and you must know about them. One is the Shia. The Shia say we don't read Taraweeh. So we ask them, why you don't read Taraweeh? They say, no, anything that touches Sayyidina Umar, we go away. You see, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Sayyidina Umar walks, then the shaitan takes a U-turn and runs away. You know. So these shaitans, when they come to Masjid Nabawi, they see Baba Umar, they take U-turn and they go away.
So they left the Quran, so the Quran left them. You must not make the mistake and say, don't say this, that the Shias can't become Hafiz. They become Hafiz. Because they say if you become a Hafiz, then you get the MA degree. But they don't perform Taraweeh. So slowly, slowly the Quran Sharif disappears. You must remember that. So that is one community. If you go to Usul al-Kafi, in their greatest book, Kulaini writes that the real original Quran is there in the cave by their so-called Mahdi, and that Quran comprises 17,000 verses. That is alone to make them kafir out of the fall of Islam, because they're rejecting what Quran says, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. So that is the Shia. Another community, see how they hijack the message of Islam, and we are unaware. My brothers, when you travel in the world, then you learn these things. There's a Qadianis, Ahmadis. They have a very catchy slogan. They say love for all and hatred for none. But see what they did. When you go to Europe, every country in Europe, various diverse languages, they got experts, linguists par excellence, and they translated the Quran Sharif in every European language according to their propaganda. For example, Allah forbid, akul kufr, kufr nabashir. They say Jesus passed away, he's buried there in synagogue. So you will find that in all these translations. I saw these translations when I was in Zurich in Switzerland. So imagine, my brothers, we the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we have not done this. So when there's a vacuum, the enemies come and they fulfill it. Then you take our Salafi brothers. They are Muslims. But you see, when you start fiddling with the Sharia, so you must remember that what happens, Allah Ta'ala takes this ni'mat of Quran Sharif away from you. I was in Brazil, a place called Santana, South America, and there, all Palestinians, Ramadan time, Asr time we arrived. So I asked, who's this? They said, Palestinians. I said, MashaAllah. I love the Palestinians. And I told them I went to Palestine. When they went there, they said, Sheikh, you know about Palestine more than us. They were so happy, you know. Because most of them haven't seen Palestine. Anyway, Maghrib time came, Iftar time, all that. Then Isha time came. Imam Sahib stood up. He said that, then aaj jo hai ek bahut bada sheikh aaya hai hamare jism ko dekhkar. He said, ja sheikhun kabir and big lot of titles and so my size, you know. So he said, now see shaitaniyat, this is Salafi business. He said, today we not reading 8 rakats taraweeh, we reading 4 rakats taraweeh. And then after that other 4 rakats we supposed to read, sheikh will give a talk. So I'll give a talk. Now Isha we read, Sunnah we read, now Imam goes in front. So, ailan kya ki us raat ko 8 rakat tarawih nahi, sirf 4 rakat. Ye salaf. Phir, he opens the Quran Sharif, big Quran, and then he looks inside the Quran Sharif, and he reads one page. I'm right behind him, I can see. Then he goes into ruku and sajda, he stands up, then he reads the second page. After salam, then he stands up, he turns the page, and then he reads the third, fourth page, 4 rakats. He said, Sheikh, come now. I said, no. Today you made Taraweeh, I'm Musafir, I don't have to read. So anyway, let's read Witr first, then we start the talk. This time I forget the Witr also, you know. So anyway, now see, we are belonging to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So when we belong to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, to love the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and to protect their honor and integrity. Namus Sahaba ka tahfuz karna wajib hai. So we must protect their honor and dignity. And then awliyaullah, and then we come to a'imma arba. So everybody agrees that 20 rakats taraweeh, nobody said less than that. So when we, these people play, so slowly, slowly, you go to Biladul Arabiya, the Arab countries, you will see very few Hafiz compared to us, the non-Arabs. We got nothing to do with politics and Arab non. I'm just giving you statistics. Our children who don't know Arabic are becoming more and more Hafiz. Their mother tongue is Arabic, but they're not becoming Hafiz. See, that is the deen of Almighty Allah. So think about the ulama, how much effort they made. Our parents, how much effort they made. You, my mothers and sisters, I want to share one narrative, one episode with you. I was now in Makkah this year and last year December. I want all of you, when you go to Makkah Mukarrama, there are two places you must visit. Number one, you must visit Muthaful Quran, the Quranic Museum. All of you, is free entry, and you just go by the new Hilton Convention Center there. So you just ask them Muthaful Quran, you enter, is free. When you enter there, see mothers and sisters, a Pakistani lady, Naseema Akhtar. At the age of 32, she said, "Mujhe khidmat karni hai, I want to make khidmat of the Quran Sharif." She was a master in sewing and knitting, crocheting, all these things. So she took the Quran Sharif, every ayat, and she was knitting, and then she placed it. Knitting, placed it. It took her 32 years. She started at the age of 32. She completed the Quran Sharif at the age of 64. Everything hand done. Everything. No machine and all these things. And then when they heard of it in Medina Munawwara, so they invited her. She took three Jews and put in one volume. So like that, 10 volumes. So they kept it in the Muthaful Quran first in Medina Munawwara. Now they transferred it to Makkah Mukarrama. So those of you, inshallah, once Umrah opens, so go and visit that, subhanallah. You will see khidmat of Quran in this day and this age. So my mother's sisters, how much khidmat you can make? See, this is in front of our eyes. Second one, I told our Hazrat, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq sahab, this one Pakistani alim, he passed away. His name Muhammad Ali, rahimahullah. He wrote the entire Quran Sharif. You know Quran Sharif got 30 ajza, 30 parts. He wrote it in 60 pages. Whole Quran Sharif in 60 pages he wrote. So every juz is 2 pages. Every para is it? 2 pages. Fine, fine writing. I tried myself to look at the words, but my eyes started paining, so you have to read with a magnifying glass. You know? But imagine that Quran Sharif is also there. So all of you brothers, when you go, Allah is giving us lessons. How we can, inshallah, make qadr of this. And remember, we always will tell the Salafi brothers, come back to 20 rakats and make Quran Sharif khatam. Allah will make your children hafiz. And the day you look for all the shortcuts and loopholes, the Quran Sharif will be eroded, slowly, slowly disappearing. Allah forbid. 2-3 other lessons because Ramadan is near. What are me and you going to do? We reading the dua, mashallah. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Almighty Allah, give us, grant us barakah now in Rajab and Shaban. Allah jalla wala, spare us for Ramadan. What is the meaning of Ramadan? Ramadan means tahreekul zunub, to incinerate and burn the sins. So let's start burning the sins now. Those of us who are not hafiz, Mustafa rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Lawadidtu annaha fi qalbi kulli insanin min ummati." It is my heart's desire, my ardent desire. Each one of you should become a hafiz of Surah Yasin. The hadith might be weak, but in Fazail we accept it in Mustafa Bazar. So everyone, my brother, sister, let us please the Master alayhi salatu salam. We by heart Surah Yasin is 83 verses, every day 2-3 verses. Tomorrow, inshallah, we will stand with the Hufaz, at least we by heart at Surah Yasin. Similarly, you open Tafsir Ibn Kathir, you will find the same words I use for Surah Mulk, for Tabarak al-Ladhi. So remember 30 ayats, every day one ayat. So that's our homework we take from today's Mubarak Jalsa, inshallah. We all will do inshallah. Inshallah. One. Two, everything of Islam we do with a proper system. Now you are reading the Quran Sharif, and you come into the ending of Quran Sharif, the last 22 surahs, from Surah Wadduha downwards. So remember, Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah wrote in Ma'arif al-Quran, in Tafsir Ibn Kathir also is written, at the end of every surah, then, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. There's other words also, but shortest word, Allahu Akbar. And then, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ.
So at the end of each surah, from what duha downwards, right till surah An-Nas, we say Allahu Akbar, revive the sunnah also. I gave you the references, Arabic and Urdu. Tafsir ibn Kathir, Ma'arif al-Quran. Third one, Allama Nawawi rahimahullah wrote, on this momentous historic occasion where the Quran Sharif Khatam takes place, then remember, brothers and sisters, 4,000 malaika descend. Our Hazrat Mufti Sahib will render the dua in the ending. Just to say Ameen. How much this Ummah needs our duas. Do you know what is happening in Syria, my brothers? You heard of Aleppo. Aleppo is Halab. Our Ustad Sheikh Muhammad al-Sabuni, Hafidhullah, is very ill, make dua for him. He wrote more than 10 12 tafasir. Khattatul Quran, you go here and you see the Quran of the Haram. Your Khattatul Quran, Dr. Usman Taha, they all hail from these places there. He wrote the Quran Sharif 7 times, my brothers. When I went to his house, I told him, Sheikh, I can't sit on your sofa, I have to kiss your hand. So he told me that it takes him 3 years to write the Quran Sharif from Surah Fatiha to Surah Nas. 21 years he spent just writing the Quran. They left Halab 50 years ago because of the Alawi non-Muslim regime. And today our children are starving to death. Our children are freezing to death. Does it cause us pain, my brothers? At least cry to Allah, Ya Allah, alleviate this plight of the Muslim Ummah in Yemen, in Syria, in Palestine, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, wherever the Muslims are suffering. And it's all Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And remember that we are now, our Ramadan is what? We start Ramadan 60, 70 kilos, it comes with 80 kilos. That is our Ramadan in South Africa. So I asked one brother, why you want to sit there for itikaf? So he said, the chows are very nice. So Hazrat ne poocha, ek aadmi ko us masjid mein kyun jana hai itikaf? Kaha ki wahan ki khana itni lazeez hai. Hum tasavvur nahi kar sakte. Is wajah se ye fazilat hai wahan jane ki. To see, my brothers, that is not, should be not the aim. And last point I want to make, my brothers, our ulama in South Africa, some have passed away, some are alive. Make dua always for them. Start in Cape Town, Sheikh Saleh Abadi, rahimahullah. Go, I was last week in Cape Town. Go and see his students. Imam Ganguru, rahimahullah. The whole world knows Robben Island, but they don't know Robben Island for our Islamic contribution. Imam Ganguru, rahimahullah, in the year, he was incarcerated, remember, from the year 1781 to 1793 at Robben Island. He wrote the Quran Sharif from memory. Until today, the Quran Sharif is there. If you go to Owal Masjid, Masjid Owal, there in Cape Town, in Boerkap. Imagine. So how we can forget all this contribution? You come this side to our old Transvaal, Hazrat Hafid Abdul Rahman, rahimahullah. Hundreds, and I used to ask him, Hazrat, kitne hufaz? He said, Allah Ta'ala kubra. See the love they had and how Allah gave them honor. You come here at the side, Frehi, Maulana, Hazrat Maulana's son is here, Hazrat Maulana Ismail Katlada, Hafidahullah. 50 years plus he's teaching Hifzul Quran. Who will do that? People who are lovers of Quran. So my brothers, you go to my Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Dimalia, 50 years more. Plus, his teaching, remember Quran Sharif. How we can forget their ihsan upon us? So my brothers, I beg you and I appeal to you. Each one, my listeners, make this intention. My one son or my one daughter, I will make him waqf. Dedicate him for the deen of Islam. Make him a hafiz. Make him an alim. Make him a qari, whatever. See how Allah will bring dunya also to your feet. And may Almighty Allah accept all these hif jalsas. Our istimas are coming. And all the good work that going on. Our beloved country. Allahumma aminna fi awtanina. The freedom we have here, my brothers. You won't get anywhere in the world. So remember, I'm no politician, I don't belong to party, but one dua we must make. Ya Allah, this freedom we enjoy, always keep it for us, Ya Allah. So we can take the deen of Almighty Allah, which is the best, and we propagate it to the rest. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wa salamun al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.